What do we have today? Hey, good morning. 早安早安 It's Linda here. Welcome to our music channel sponsored by Coconut.com. Today, I share with you the song Say It Right. So what I normally do is I pick the song and then I...go online, you know, look for related information about the song or something about the singer. And for this one, Say It Right, I actually found something that was said by Nelly Furtado, the singer, about the song. And she said, I have no idea what a giant song you would become. The thing that still perplexes me about the song is that I still can't put into words what it's about.I think it's maybe about personal, visceral abandon, throwing yourself into something without inhibitions. Yeah, that's a lot of words. Anyway, if you don't understand it, we will talk about it later. For now, just relax and sit back, listen to...之后欢迎回来。节目开篇之前讲了一段这个唱这首歌的 Nelly Furtado 讲了一段话，那我们先来看这段话。 I had no idea what a giant song it would become， 也就是呢，当时他自己也没有想到这首歌 Say It Right 后面会变得这么红啊。 The thing that still perplexes me about the song is that I still can't put into words what it's about， 就是他自己就现在还是想不明白，就没有办法理解说，哎，我这首歌到底写的是个什么内容啊。 I think it's maybe about personal visceral abandon, throwing yourself into something without inhibitions. 那他最后讲说啊，有可能就是感觉这首歌啊有点像是在表达一种发自内心的这种个人的一种放纵或者沉溺在某种事情当中的这种自由无拘无束的感觉。好，接下来我们就看一下这段话当中的一些比较难的单词啊。第一个就是 perplex， 那在原文当中呢，它是第三人称单数，它有加 es， perplexes， perplex， P-E-R-P-L-E-X， perplex， 动词表示使困惑、为难，把什么东西复杂化。比如说，哦，他用这个问题把我难住了， He perplexed me with this problem。Gary 看起来相当困惑， Gary looked rather perplexed。 我们来看一下它的名词 Perplexity P-E-R-P-L-E-X-I-T-Y 表示困惑迷茫比如说他有些困惑地看着我们 She looked at us in some perplexity 他的这个名词意思的时候是不可数因为它是抽象概念他困窘地直抓头 He scratched his head in perplexity 那接下来这个单词呢它还可以表示名词可数的难以理解的事物比如说人生想不通的事情人生的困惑 The perplexities of life第二个单词对我来说都是生词，那我们一起来学习它好吗 ？visceral， V-I-S-C-E-R-A-L， 形容词表示内脏的或者发自肺腑的、出于本能的内脏脂肪、脂肪。visceral fat， 哇，念的时候还有点拗口啊。凡是外国的东西她都打心眼里面讨厌 She had a visceral dislike of all things foreign 我从来没有能够消除内心对君主政体的反感 I never overcame a visceral 注意一下下面这个名词 Antipathy for the monarchy 注意一下 Antipathy 它是一个名词表示反感厌恶憎恶的意思 Antipathy 注意一下这个单词哦后面的这个 monarchy M-O-N-A-R-C-H-Y 名词君主制等于 throw into 把什么扔进什么 throw him into jail 把他关进监狱或者也可以表示陷入某种状态投身于一种什么事情我们来看例句他陷入了两难的境地或者困境 He was thrown into a dilemma 这个单词啊之前的话我觉得特别难记啊有时候会写漏一个 m 那我现在可以记后面是 Emma 这个名字对不对前面是 D-I-L 加上 Emma dilemma 他陷入了困境 He was thrown into a dilemma 他全心全意地投身到一项新的爱好当中去了 He threw himself into a new hobby接下来这个单词大家应该见得很频繁的 abandon 遗弃抛弃但是它作为名词的时候可以表示放任狂热 abandon 比如说人们兴高采烈纵情欢呼 people were shouting and cheering with abandon 他以不计后果的放纵态度对待生活我想他自己都不知道接下来要做什么 he approached life with reckless abandonI don't think he himself knew what he was going to do next. 最后一个单词 inhibition 是名词啊，表示拘谨或者拘束、阻止、抑制的意思。比如说啊，跳舞嘛，讲的就是不要去想太多，完全放开就好。The whole point about dancing is to stop thinking and lose all your inhibitions. 一定要学会说这个句子啊，特别好。孩子们最初呢有点害羞但很快就放开了 The children were shy at first but soon lost their inhibitions 那以上就是今天节目的所有内容了这首歌可以在虾米上免费下载那如果大家喜欢 Linda 也可以关注微信号以及抖音号 Thank you guys for listening I'll see you next time Bye for now